This is MTN, the Michigan Talk Network, the fearless pursuit of truth. More talk now.
I've been waiting for years to buy a brand new Cadillac. But now that I've got one,
more bits of information coming out now from the devastating fire at Notre Dame, the cathedral in the heart of Paris. A hero saved the crown of thorns, and many other relics were saved by heroes dashing in and out of the burning building. Jean-Marc Fournier saved the crown of thorns from the blazing Notre Dame Cathedral. He's the Paris Fire Brigade chaplain, also rescued the Blessed Sacrament from the cathedral. He's described as a hero for showing no fear to save these relics. He also, in 2015, rushed inside the Bataclan, where Islamic State militants had killed 89 people. Yeah, Jean-Marc Fournier, chaplain, Paris Fire Brigade. It was feared that both religious artifacts would be lost to the flames engulfing the medieval building, but Father Fournier made sure they were taken to safety. During his time as army chaplain, Father Fournier survived an ambush in which 10 soldiers were killed. He has been there. An editor for France's KTO Catholic Television Network reporting Father Fournier went with the firefighters into Notre Dame to save the crown of thorns of the Blessed Sacrament. This was confirmed by an emergency services source who said Father Fournier is an absolute hero. He showed no fear at all. As he made straight for the relics inside the cathedral, made sure they were saved, he deals with life and death every day and shows no fear. Incredible. A lot of other relics were saved as well. We will continue to update this story as these stories continue to trickle out, but much was saved. The worst was avoided. Incredible, considering what we watched yesterday. Millions around the world watched as Notre Dame burned. And it is incredible to realize that it could have been so much worse. It could have been so much worse, and thankfully it was not. I want to share with you now something that we've been talking about a bit this morning, because I find it a bit breathtaking that Nancy Pelosi, the den mother there, trying to keep the kids under control, has lashed out a bit recently. Nancy, unimpressed with the freshman class, not happy with the kids in the house. They seem to be running roughshod over her and tradition and her leadership, paying her no mind. Whether it's Ilhan Omar or Rashida Tlaib or, of course, AOC. And during an interview here yesterday, Mom Nancy said that pretty much any Democrat could get elected in AOC's district. It's really not very particularly impressive. In fact, a glass of water with the letter D next to her could have gotten elected there. Quite a swipe, but you have to hear it to truly appreciate it. It's bite number four. Go.
Election. It wasn't in districts like mine or Alexandria's. However, she's a wonderful member of Congress. I think all of our colleagues will attest. But those are districts that are solidly Democratic. This glass of water would win with a D next to its name in those districts. And not to diminish the exuberance and the personality and the rest of Alexandria and the other members. But when I said three, that we're talking about three that were getting a good deal of press on it. But the 43 districts, we won 43, net gain of 40, were right down the middle.
Yeah, so there's a glass of water with the letter D would have survived an election challenge in that district. Anybody could win there as long as you're a Democrat, period. That's not very polite of Nancy, now is it? Basically, Alexandria, a chimp could have won there. It would have made no difference whatsoever. Yeah, I think that it's obvious that there are divisions and problems inside the Democrat Party. For years now, you've been led to believe by those on television, you've been led to believe by those that pretend to be experts that the Republican Party has been splintered. The Republican Party has been destroyed by Donald Trump. Clearly, that's not true. Donald Trump enjoys better than 90% approval among Republicans. Democrats, meanwhile, are putting forth wild far-left ideas and ideologies that do not sit anywhere near the mainstream of America. And now they're taking shots at each other on a regular basis. And it's only going to get worse. 18 or 20 people in the field so far to be president of the United States, more to come. Joe Biden hasn't even showed up yet. Wait till he gets there with a sniff and a smile. Wait till Joe Biden gets there and he and Bernie start slugging it out. You know, the two old white guys slugging it out for the future of the Democrat Party. Unbelievable, really. We'll get to all of that. It's incredible that Nancy Pelosi was able to take it as long as she could. I mean, the upheaval in her party has been, well, pretty dramatic to say the least. And now it's clear that she's had all she can take and she's swiping back. She's swiping back on a regular basis, as you can see. And as a result, Ocasio-Cortez and others are on the receiving end of that. Listen, we can't get anything done unless you folks vote with us. And that's the way it's going to be. Now, Rashida Tlaib and others say, yeah, you know, we're only here for photo ops. You don't really care what we think. And therefore, you're marginalizing us, and we'll see if that turns out to be true. If that turns out to be the attitude of those in the freshman class, then Nancy's got more big problems ahead. If she can't get this under control, more problems ahead. If it's going to be more Russia because the Mueller report is coming out Thursday and it's going to be more of this and more of the same from Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff and so forth, it's more trouble. More division ahead for the Democrats. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company, serving Michigan since 1947. Locally owned and operated, Wolverine delivers wide. Get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com. You tell them Steve Gruber sent me. He believes in you, and I do. We'll be right back.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555. Okay to Say.
Protect yourself and others by using Okay to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by Okay to Say and MAB.